Well, I love her, but I love the fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch.
You ever notice that, Josh?
She met me What's that?
At the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole,
what kind of girl would do that? She should just go fishing with him.
Absolutely, she should.
I don't get.
Well, it's very embarrassing to have to go fishing with your boyfriend or your husband and outfish him.
That's what it is. Okay, now we got to figure it out. I'm playing this song wondering, you know, why any woman wouldn't just go fishing with him. I mean, talk about finding the wrong girl. Oh, my God.
Well, it's all psychological. It really is. I mean, a lot of women just don't want to put their husbands in that situation.
They just don't want to show them up, so they just don't go. So
it's a sign of love.
That could be. That could be. I don't know. I got to tell you. I mean, I've noticed, and I know for a fact, that the most beautiful, intelligent women in the world all have, you know, the nicest, the most beautiful, the most intelligent, you know, all that. Only one thing in common.
What's
worldwide,
that? What's
they
that?
Fish.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know that personally yourself?
I know that for a fact.
How is that you possibly know that?
How do I know it's daylight out? It's a fact. I mean, look outside. It's daylight. This is a fact. Most beautiful.
You have no windows in this room. You may be lying to me.
No. I mean, just because you can't see the wind blow, it doesn't mean you can't see the effect.
Okay. So what we're supposed to do is take on faith that you know personally for a fact.
It's an absolute fact.
Okay.
I mean, the most beautiful, the best looking, the nicest, the most pleasant women, they all have one thing in common. The most intelligent women, they all fish.
I will believe that you believe it.
Okay. I mean, it's just fact. I don't know why. It's just fact. Okay. Anyway, we've got Fish and Frank here, and across in the chair in front of our studio audience is Josh, publisher of The Waterline. The publisher, yes, he is, and Josh is—he's going radio.
Shut up, audience.
Real radio. Josh is going radio, and they love you for it, Josh. Okay, let's start.
Yay, audience.
Yeah, audience. They're so cool.
I know. I love those guys.
Yeah. So, okay, you're doing radio. Where are you gonna go? What's up with the radio?
We're gonna do a radio show. We heard that there was a need for
a good radio show.
Well, we heard there was a need for a good fishing radio show here in Charlotte County. So
yeah, and that's probably also fact. Yep. So you need a good radio show here in Charlotte County. Okay, what? Well, you're going to do real radio. You're not going to.
That's what we're going to do.
Like I do. I'm depotting myself here. You know.
But that's the difference between our radio show and your radio show is that yours is online. Ours is actually going to be broadcast over AM radio, which, as we all know, AM is the best possible format to listen to radio in. It's sharp and clear and beautiful all the time, and that's not true.
I miss that. I actually miss that. I remember. Me and a guy named Tom Sturzinger, we were out there driving along the 65 Dodge Polaris, or whatever the heck it was, Dodge something or another, and we cross over this hill, and I was playing with the radio dial, because back then you didn't have the electric, you just turned the dial, and I'm going back
That's
and
called
forth.
Old school.
Oh, yeah. And I'm turning it, and it just... We heard something. I'm like, wait a minute, stop. And he turns around, goes back, and I'm tweaking the dial. I get up on top, and we get this K-something station out of Little Rock, Arkansas. It was a Friday night, and they actually were playing, like, rock and roll music on the radio, which is something in the rural area that I lived in. I mean, you got country music, which was, you know, more like very early... Dolly Parton and, you know, Hank Williams Sr. and, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember any
music,
of that.
Polkas. They played a lot of polkas there. But you never actually got to hear, like, rock and roll music on the radio. And it was funny. By the next week, we heard that. We sat and listened to it and did all that. Next week, there must have been six of us. Within about 3 weeks, there had to be 30 people standing around. We had this speakers with the wires coming out on top of the car, a 6-foot whip on it, and there's like 30 of us all sitting up on top of this hill listening to the station out of Arkansas. And It was pretty amazing. AM radio was cool because you actually had to search for it. You know?
Right, and that's a great story because that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to play AM radio out of Arkansas, except instead it's going to be Port Charlotte, and we're going to play rock and roll, except instead we're going to talk about fishing and hunting and being outdoors.
All I was doing was saying, I'm a big fan of AM radio. I don't mind a little static in it. It's kind of nostalgic. You know, you get a lightning storm and you know, the lightning cracks and you can hear the static. And, I mean, how much cooler was it if there was a tornado coming? When you had analog TV and AM radio, you could hear the storm on the radio. You could hear the stuff on there. You really knew you were in trouble. You didn't have to, like, listen to the digital broadcast going, yes, you're about to perish by tornado.
Once again, I'm going to have to believe that you believe that, because I don't remember any of those things.
Yes, well, I'm really old.
Remind me again, what year was that you guys were listening to this AM radio station with your six-foot whip?
Oh, back in 1970, maybe, 71.
1970, 72? 71. Yeah, I was, like, negative 7 years old.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah.
So it was back in the 70s, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun because nothing was easy like it is today. If you want to hear a song, you go on Google and you find it and you just play it. Back then, everything was difficult. And I think it lost the charm. And AM radio has a certain charm to it. For us old fogies, you know.
Right. Well, that's good because old fogies are going to be much of our listening audience, we presume, since this town is filled with people, even a few of them older than you.
Not many older than me, but there are a few.
Yeah, a handful.
You know, we still fish, we hunt, we do all that, you know, and...
Well, of course you do, and you know why? Because you guys have time to do that.
Well, most of us.
Yeah, most of you. Well, maybe not you particularly.
But it's true.
Opted to fill your time with other things.
Yes, and I've had the best... I mean, the week before our tent sale and this week after, it's been some of the best times I've ever had in the store. It literally has been some of the most enjoyable times, and part of it was being able to fix the problem so easy. Well, you didn't charge me for this, and working out how much they were supposed to pay for something, or I overcharged somebody for something, and working that out, and chaining out rod and reels, and doing all kinds of stuff. It has been a lot of fun, because these are the nicest people on the planet. They just come in and say, hey, Frank, we got a little problem, and I go, okay, and it's just fun. It's been interesting. And over 36 miles of line we've spooled.
Wow.
Yeah. It's over. I've lost track at like 70,000 yards.
That's a lot of fishing line.
That's a lot of line. So
which is a good
fun.
Opportunity to remind people that when they do dispose of that fishing line, to dispose of it carefully, because that's a lot of line that can tangle up a lot of birds.
Yeah. And the good thing about it is, things are getting better. Now, you're doing a show on what's the number on the AM dial?
1580, 1580 AM WCCF.
1580 AM WCCF. They broadcast out of Punta Gorda, and they've been around forever. It's a great little local station. And what time are you going to be on?
We're going to be on Saturday mornings. Now, I know that Saturday morning is technically tomorrow, but it's not starting tomorrow. It's starting March 29th.
March 29th,
9 to 10 AM.
Tomorrow I'm at the PGI Fishing Club. We have a simulator tournament with them. Then April 5th we're doing a police group to with the simulators, doing another tournament for the benefit of the police and all that.
Your simulators have been very popular.
Yeah,
everybody wants them.
It's cool. It was a great buy because we bought them to have fun with, and so we take them out. We do a lot of charities with them. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And they are definitely a lot of fun. I mean, anybody who hasn't played with those things yet, you're missing out.
All right. Well, now, you read Josh's stuff every week in the newspaper, and you're going to get to hear him. And I
but
think
it's not just
it.
Me. But wait, there's more.
There's more?
That's right.
Josh, don't tell me there's more.
For the same low, low price.
The same low, low price?
You're going to get waterline editor Lee Anderson and Captain Mike Myers thrown into the deal.
And I don't even have to pay extra for shipping and handling?
Not even a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Although Mike would like to be tipped. He always wants to be tipped.
Yeah, but he's a captain.
I know.
So,
it's his nature.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as you become a captain, the first thing they teach you in class is how to shake hands, palm up.
Yeah.
Give me. it's a captain.
It's a good technique, though.
Yeah. So, anyway, who's your sponsor?
We have several. Our title sponsor is actually the Ice House Pub. So, the official name of our show is the Waterline Radio Hour, brought to you by the Ice House Pub.
And Nice House Pub's in Punta Gorda, right?
Yes, it is.
And
The old ice house where they used to
made the ice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a historic building, and it's a really cool bar now. And if you don't like bars, you can go there and eat. If you don't like to eat, you can go there and play darts. And if you don't like that, you can go there and play pool. And if you don't like to do any of those things, then just stay home.
Well, no, they can just go and people watch. You forgot there's another thing there. You can play the darts, you can eat, you can drink the booze, you can drink the sodas, you can do all that, or you can just hide in the corner and watch people.
Do you know where one of my favorite places is to do that, to people watch?
Go ahead.
Fish and Frank's.
I was afraid of that. definitely the most eclectic group in the world.
Yeah, for sure.
I can
very ask, interesting folks.
Not so much the customers, just the ones that work here. The customers are all fairly normal for the most part, you know.
But we do have some other sponsors for the radio show. We have Rapid Graphics down in Punta Gorda.
I like them guys.
Yeah, those are
great. I like Rapid Graphics.
They came to your tent event.
Yes, and I'll tell you, really nice people. I was really impressed. They're actually genuinely friendly, interested in helping, and you know, and they do good products. So Rapid Graphics, I'm all about that. The grit, that's good.
Yeah, those are good guys. We have Watkins Tire and Auto, which is almost but not quite in Northport, up there on Tamiami Trail.
Seen them.
Yeah, they do a good job.
I haven't been there yet, but that's not a call on them. It's just, I think, you know, that I've heard about them. I heard they do nice work.
Well, what I like about them is the level of honesty, because it's hard to find car guys who are honest. I mean, there's just that reputation of dishonesty in the whole business, and when you're looking at somebody who's dealt with the community for as long as they have, you can't have that longevity while not treating your customers well.
Exactly right. If you're out just to all I gotta do is get everybody once, you run out of everybody's,
right?
So they must be doing a pretty good job.
And then we have your buddy Dave Coffee over at Luigi's.
My buddy,
you know,
Dave.
Luigi's.
Oh, where I do the fishing meetings once a month on the second Tuesday and Wednesday of each month.
Yeah, that one place where you go all the time.
I got to change the thing. They want this month, people are asking about river techniques and how you can do the river and canal techniques. So it's going to be a lot about canal and river fishing.
Mm. There are fish in the river? Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
I think
sure
the
too.
32-inch snook that, you know, they brought up and they were going, oh, look at this. And they were going crazy up behind
there
my house and
there
they
you
caught
go
it
again.
Right across the street on the river.
Giving away secret spots.
I don't have any. Well, I have two. I have two secret spots. Don't talk about them. Don't take anybody there but my dad and Terry. Those are the only two people that get to go there.
There you go.
And
then we have Sport Trap Gun Shop. And
Sport Trap is great people.
Yeah, like those guys. And Captain Ted's Tackle.
Not bad. He's okay.
Yeah?
Jeff's all right.
So that's it. I mean, we don't have any other ads that are going to be on the radio show. We just have our sponsors, and that's what we're going to do. It's not going to be an ad-heavy show. It's going to be an information and entertainment.
So you're not
going
to do 5 minutes of show and 6 minutes of ad?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I was offered a national radio spot and to do a national show, and literally it was 4 minutes of show and 6-8 minutes of ads. I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
I like this. This is fine.
This
we
is
get to
so
do whatever
better.
We want. And that's the good thing about your show. It's your show. You get to pick enough sponsors to cover your airtime, handle the expenses, but you don't have to load it up to get rich on it.
Yeah. And that's the way it needs to be. You know, if you're going to have a show that's going to be informational and informative and entertaining, you know, focus on the show. Focus less on the advertising and the commercials. Because honestly, I listen to talk radio all the time. That's the one thing that will make me switch the channels is when they hit a commercial break. I know that there's going to be minutes and minutes and minutes of commercials. So I can hunt around for something else, or I can pop in a CD, listen to an entire song, and come back, and they're probably still in commercial.
Yeah, you can listen to a song, and if you leave during the first commercial, listen to most songs. By the time it's over, you're just catching the last bits of the last one or two commercials.
Exactly.
So,
and that's the way you plan it. And we'll be right back after a short break from our sponsors.
Yeah. Let's see.
What do you want to do outdoors? If your answer is fishing, boating, kayaking, bird watching, diving, shooting, hunting, beachcombing, dining on the water, or just simply enjoying nature, don't miss the all-new Waterline Radio Hour. brought to you by the Ice House Pub. Join your hosts Josh, Lee, and Captain Mike every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. as they look at the many reasons Southwest Florida is an outdoor enthusiast paradise. And you're always invited into the conversation. They'll be taking your calls live on the air.
I'm going fishing, my mama going fishing, and the baby going fishing too.
Yes. Very nice little promo. Now,
isn't it cute that was, I mentioned we're going to take calls live on the air?
Yeah, well, that was Josh holding his phone up to the microphone and show, you know, to let you guys get a little preview of his show, which is pretty cool. It's actually very cool. It's nice to have a little competition. Make me be better.
Competition makes everyone better. If you have no competition in your market, then you'll get lax and lazy, and it's not good for you. You need something to drive you to be better.
Okay. Should I have started that already? Should I? I should be working on that. I know you really believe that, but do you think I'm going to be able to take the advice?
Well, I don't know. All I can do is offer it. What you do with it is up to you.
Anyway, it's a good. What I love about this, and I like about what you're doing is. Well, I don't have any commercials because I own the station.
You just had a commercial.
You know.
I heard it.
We had a commercial. We actually did. Now, do I get paid when the commercials come on here?
Sure. Yeah. Of course you do.
Yeah. Of course I do. It's coming?
Yeah, I put it in the mail already.
All right. Good. Just so we're clear. I was just wondering, you know, if we're doing commercials here, you know, I got to, you know.
Well,
I'm
gonna you
have
know
to
what
put
we
you in touch with my agent.
What we might do is I might be able to say something about your show. Maybe at some point. Maybe we could just swap that out. A little cross promotional thing going on.
Pro pod.
Something like that. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. I'm very secure in my own little. You know, when you have offices like this and a studio like this, it's, you know, with, you know, 200 seats for the audience.
I know.
It's
and
really just, you know,
when you look at the when you look at the shop from the outside, you don't see the how that's possibly going to fit in here. And in fact, I hardly ever see anybody come through the studio doors. So I'm not even sure where your audience comes from. There doesn't appear to be any other way in or out.
It's a secret.
Do they live here?
It's a secret.
Are they holograms?
Well, actually,
do you beam them in?
No, it's more like the little leg chains. I do feed them. Oh. I do feed them.
Well, they seem happy.
Yes.
Captive audience.
Yes. I mean, that's the whole idea behind captive audience is chain them to the chair.
Gotcha. Yeah. So that explains why all the seats have holes through the middle of them.
That's right. Oh, God. You had to go there, didn't you?
Well, you're the one who said it. I'm following your logic.
I was trying to be cool here and not go to there, but you had to do it.
So how's fishing been?
Oh, God. I'm going to find out next week. I'm going out. I'm spending at least one day on the water next week.
You are going to go catch fish. You, your personal self.
My personal self. I'm spending one day on the water next week. I have an assortment of boats. I'm taking one of them going on the water.
Well, good for you. I'm jealous.
I'm not waiting another week. I've had enough. I have had some of the best times of my life in the store, but I need a couple days off. I'm tired.
I get you. Well, you got to do that every now and then or you won't be fishing Frank anymore. You'll be shopkeeping, Frank. Is that what you want to be?
I could handle it. I got to be fishing, Frank. But to be quite honest, I've had more fun hanging out in the store here last year. You know, and everybody. I mean, it's been really cool. I really have no want, need, or desire to be a charter boat captain again. I'm pretty much really happy being in the store, just being fishing, Frank.
I got you. Well, in order to keep your title, though.
Yeah, in order to keep my title, I do have to go fishing.
Every now
and
then.
Yeah. So I am going to go. This next week, I don't care what happens, who gets sick, where they go, what they do. I'm going fishing one day.
Good.
Preferably my dad.
Wonderful. Yep. You know, one of these days, you and I have to go fishing. Because we've never actually done that. We've planned it a couple times, and it just hasn't worked out.
Well, I've seen you on other boats.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They're not quite the same.
Not exactly the same, but close. You know, we were sharing, you know, water area.
Right.
You know. Maybe one of the last times I saw you in a boat, you didn't even notice I was on there because I was hiding. I had like my hat. I think I had sleeves on that day.
Oh, yeah. That makes you basically unrecognizable.
As soon as I put on sleeves, no one knows who I am.
Yeah.
You know, while we're on the subject of sleeves, here's, you know, you're talking about what people want to know about me. Everybody thinks I wear the cutoff sleeves because I'm a tough guy. No, couldn't be farther from the truth. I wear my cutoff sleeves because I'm a wuss. For the first probably 6 or 8 years, I would get, you know, like the things on your arm, and my arms were always breaking out. I was always having problems. And it turns out I have like really tender, you know, like wussy skin. And so when I wear cutoff sleeves, I don't break out and it's more comfortable. And that's gotcha. Literally the only.
So it's not that you're showing off your guns. It's that you have tender, feminine baby underarms.
That's, yes. It's as far from tough guy as I could get. It's feminine, tender baby underarms. And that's why I always wear the cutoff shirts, because otherwise I have, you know, skin problems there. So
that's cute.
There clears up another mystery of Fish and Frank. Why does he dress the way he does? Because he's a wuss.
Yeah. Break down the myth.
Break down the myth. Yep. I wish I was the tough guy part there, but yeah, not so much. Maybe a little.
Maybe a little.
Maybe not.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
Depends on the day. Depends on your mood.
But I am planning on, my game plan is I want to head out, see a little bit of area. I don't get to see much because I'm hoping in the middle of the week next week it's not going to be real crowded out there. And I want to get down, go a little bit on the west side. I'm going to make a swing through Burl Bay, Turtle Bay, catch some of those back bays way up in the back. And late in the afternoon, I have a couple of snook spots. And, I mean, I would go there and literally bet double or nothing on charters that I could produce more snook in a single late afternoon than people had ever dreamed were in the water, and literally throw a line, catch a snook, throw a line, catch a snook. I want to go back and see if they're still there. And it's wide open. There's no reason for any fish to be there, so really nobody fishes there.
Gotcha.
And I drove by a few times during the day. I've never seen a boat there. And it's right out in the middle there, and there's no reason. Literally, it's one of those spots there's no reason to stop. So if you do happen to see me in my boat, and I'm out there in just the middle of nowhere, you probably guess you found my little snook spot. But I'm going to go out and see if
No one heard that.
No. And I didn't mean to kick your microphone.
That's okay. I'll kick you in the microphone in a minute.
But what's so amazing is almost everybody leaves the water around 3, 4 o'clock. I mean, they're all heading back in because they go out early time. And they want to get back in. And
you got to get that early bird special. They don't have that all evening.
No, they sure don't, do they? So, but I used to run a lot of charters late in the day, be coming back in the dark. And one of the things I'm going to do, double check all the lights in the boat, make sure everything's working.
So after you check your snook spot and it turns out that the fish are still there, what am I going to have to do to get you to take me there? I mean, obviously there's a non-disclosure agreement that has to be signed.
No, I don't care if anybody knows where it is. It's just, I can't explain it. It's just right in the middle of the flat over by Bull Bay. There's no landmark. There's no way I could even tell you. I mean, it's right there in Bull Bay. There's no way to explain it other than that.
You're driving to the spot, triangulating by shorelines, basically.
Yep. I just found it by accident because I ran aground. Had no stupid fish. And I'm throwing the line out there and just catching fish after fish. We're high aground. And when the tide came up, we left. But the entire time we were there, we caught fish.
You mean you ran aground on purpose, right?
No, I ran aground just because I was going over. I missed where I was supposed to go through by about 3 feet. And ran the boat high and dry. Luckily, incoming tide, no big deal. We're just going to hang out and fish. And right there where all the boats were running, it was just loaded.
So I don't know if I'm hearing this right. You're saying that you, like regular ordinary fishermen, just happened to run aground unintentionally by accident?
Beached it high and dry. Didn't move a lick.
Wow. Well, I guess it's true. I guess everybody does that at least once in a while.
You have to be, if you're not Captain Sandbar every once in a while, you're not learning Charlotte Harbor. And to learn Charlotte Harbor means you got to go in these places you don't know. And unlike me, I did know where to go. I just basically messed up. I should have been paying more attention. I knew I should have been closer over, and I wasn't. And I just, boom, and ran the boat up on the bar. We're sitting there on the sand and mud and waiting for the tide to come up. And for the next three and a half hours, we just steady caught fish. And that's how I find some of my best spots by accident. I mean, there's no magic genie spot, you know. You go out, I'll just be driving along and I'll make a right or left turn and go fish wherever I'm at. And sometimes it works out great, sometimes it's horrible. But I have found some of the best fishing I've ever seen because I've run aground or, you know, the anchor came up, and I'm drifting along, and all of a sudden, oh my God, look at all the fish we're catching. You know, we're not where we were. Pulled in the wrong bay one day. Literally came around on a charter, meant to go into one bay, ended up in another bay, and all of a sudden, I'm like, where the heck am I? This is not right. And I looked, and there was a little cove over there, and I said, well, we'll go over and fish, and caught just unbelievable amounts of redfish. Sometimes you got to listen to the gods. The gods come in your ear, and Poseidon says, okay, you need to be here. He will just direct your boat there for whatever reason. Poseidon comes up and says, all right, this is where you should be. This is where we're going to catch fish. You're foolish if you don't listen to him. I mean, sometimes, you know, the will of the gods is the strong one. So I just, okay, didn't mean to be here, but I guess I'm here for a reason, so let me go fish.
So, distilling all that down, what you're saying is every now and then you got to screw up to learn something.
The blind chicken finds the kernel of corn. That's it. Simple.
That was a very countrified way of saying that.
Yes.
I like that.
You were a little more. You used a little more edification than I did, but it, you know.
It's well, okay. If we're gonna say it, then we got to say it this way.
Yeah.
Blind chicken finds a kernel every now and then.
Yes, indeedy.
Exactly.
I've been out here catching redfish, and I'll tell you what. You never seen suckers so big like that. Little football they were.
That's adorable.
I can do that.
No, I like all it. Right. I like it a lot.
So, anyway, I want to try the west side. I'm going to get back out Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, and take a look around. And if I can get out for 2 days, I'm going up to Myakka. I haven't been up the Myakka River, Tippecanoe, one of my favorite areas to fish. It's very lonely, very quiet up there, and I like that. I really enjoy. I mean, I would come out many, many times and look down, and you see the east side, and you see all the boats, the west side, and all the boats, and I just hook a right, head up the Myakka River, and plenty of places to fish. Great fishing. It's cool, and there's nobody goes up there because it doesn't get any. There's no press.
Right.
No press. So you.
So
know,
you're telling me don't write about it?
No, go ahead, write about it.
No, I don't want to ruin your spot.
It's not my secret spots. I have two.
Not anymore.
I have two spots that are secret. One's a bay that you can't see because it's an invisible shoreline. The creek that comes out overlaps. I mean, the bank comes out on one side farther than the other side, and it makes a very tight turn going in, and there's no way to see it.
You have heard of Google Earth, right?
Yeah, but you'd have to know where.
It's probably somewhere in Charlotte Harbor.
And the other one is off a river, off a bay, off a cut. Off a creek, which is, you go from the river to a bay, up a creek, off the creek, through a cut, into a creek.
That one's going to be harder.
That one's tougher. But the other one is just as tough because there's a bay. It's got a creek with a bay, and then it's got an island with a back bay.
When's the last time you were there?
Haven't been to either one. And the first one off the creek, off the cut, through and all that. It's probably been 15, 18 years. The other one was probably about 6 years ago.
You need to check Google Earth and make sure they're still there.
They're still there.
And you know that in just the same way that you know about the women and the fishing.
I can tell you. It's a fact.
Poseidon whispered it in your ear, didn't he?
I'm telling you, these spots are there. I like them. We came here to talk about your radio show, and we're talking about my fishing spots, and you're not going to find either of those two.
Well, that's okay.
You can point on the map. If you ever guess it, I'll actually tell you if it's true or not, but no, it's impossible to find.
See, the radio show is going to be talking to interesting people like yourself, so in a way, we're kind of doing a little bit of that by me letting you talk about yourself.
This
is part of my radio genius by turning the interview around on you and letting you talk about it.
An evil genius you are. An evil genius. I don't know what's
hardly,
going on.
Hardly
there.
Any evil. Just I'm maybe just a little bit, but hardly any.
Slightly mischievous genius you are.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, you said you weren't evil, so you got to be at least slightly mischievous.
I guess a little bit.
Okay. You know, so anyway, when's the last time you've been fishing?
Oh, geez. The last time I went fishing was on a photo shoot with Doug Reese and his wife for them to pretend that Doug could not hear for an ad that we're doing for an audiologist. And because the sun wasn't in the right position to take photos, we fished for an hour and a half waiting for the shadows to be correct.
Wow.
That is my only fishing trip this year.
So what was that, January, February?
It's been a little while. Yeah, it was in February. So that's what I'm saying. I haven't.
It's been months since I got out.
I need for you to go find those snook and find that spot that they are.
If I go out there and find them, I will take. I'll be taking several people out and go to find them. I will try and get you out there. Yes, I will try and make the thing. It's an evening thing though. You got to go late in the day. During the day, you really can't fish. There's too many boats going back and forth, back and forth. They don't run the fish off, which people often don't realize. I've actually found that the boats actually stir up all the bait and the fishing gets better. But back in there, it's so busy you just couldn't keep a line in the water. But once everybody starts to leave late in the afternoon, fine. The fish are there. They just seem to slide a bit when the boats come over.
Well, at least I have something to look forward to now.
Yes.
Well, that and the radio show, which starts a week from Saturday, March 29th.
A week from tomorrow. Now, today is March 21st, so it starts on March 29th.
Yeah.
And 9 o'clock in the morning?
9 to 10 a.m. on 1580 a.m. And if you miss it, that's okay. We're going to be putting it on our website, too, boatingandfishing.com.
Oh, a podcaster? Now you're trying to compete with the podmaster here?
It's more to allow people to listen at their leisure rather than to compete with anybody.
See how he is, guys? Comes on my show, and now he's going, uh-huh, Frank, I'm going to go head-to-head with you.
Did you notice how I waited until the very end to say that part? Of course, you still could just not put this on the internet. So,
why would I do that?
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. But anyway, this is Josh, publisher, Waterline, and we've been having a lot of fun. And believe it or not, we have, I don't know how to put it. Josh plays drums and I play guitar. So we've actually had a couple of times.
We had a couple jam sessions.
Is that, yeah. That's what we're going to call it. It has been so long since I played guitar that I couldn't even remember what you call it. But yeah, actually, and actually Josh is quite a good drummer.
And I have a name for us. As soon as we find a bass player.
Okay.
It's Fish and Frank and the Shrimp Tones.
Fish and Frank and the Shrimp Tones.
Yeah.
He's relating to the only songs I know how to play or can even try to remember to play are all at least 30 years old.
Yeah, that's how it's going to do. We're only going to play music that's older than I am.
Right.
And I'm not a kid anymore, by the way. Right?
Yes.
My beard is starting to go gray, not as gray as yours. But, you know, if we're only playing music that's older than I am.
I'm patriotic. See, I know that one day the U.S. is going to be invaded, probably from over the Arctic. And I am getting my snow camouflage fighter look here. I can go into the snow, and you're never going to see me. I'm gonna look like a Yeti.
Well, I'm doing the same thing, which is why I shave my head now, because it will reflect the sunlight just like the snow does.
Gotcha.
I'll be invisible as well.
See? We're going to be invisible snow fighters. Yes.
I'd rather go catch snow.
I actually hope your show is better than this one.
Well, that's why there's three hosts, so when one of us starts to tangent off, the other two can kind of rein him back in. Knock him in the head and say, hey, what are you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Well, here, it's just you and me, so anything could
happen.
Set us off.
I mean, all of a sudden, there we are, we're talking about playing guitar. And actually, quite an accomplished drummer, Josh, is. I'm actually practicing quite a bit to try and get so I can actually start to keep up a little. But anyway, this is Fish and Frank. I don't really know what a theme ending would be. Let's see.
I guess we should have asked Robert some questions so he wouldn't have fallen asleep. Sorry, Bob.
All right, guys. Josh, one more time. 1580 a.m. Starting a week from tomorrow in March on his 1580 a.m.
WCCF.
WCCF.
Port Charlotte.
And do you want to play your little promo one more time?
Sure, why not? Okay. I got to get my phone out of my pocket.
If you can get it up quick, we'll let you
play. Do you have anything to talk about for a couple seconds there while I'm making this happen?
Well,
we could talk about.
To be quite honest, we've got a fishing report coming up tomorrow with Robert, and we're going to try and hopefully get that on a little bit later in today, and we're going to try and get an area fishing review going. We've got the main fishing report page will be up tomorrow, all updated new. And check out the blog. If you haven't been on our blog lately, I mean, Mallory and... we've got a bunch of people, Greg, and everybody's writing on the blog, and it's actually really good right now, the blog is. So check that out too. And go ahead, play your promo. Cool.
What do you want to do outdoors? If your answer is fishing, boating, kayaking, bird watching, diving, shooting, hunting, beachcombing, dining on the water, or just simply enjoying nature, don't miss the all-new Waterline Radio Hour, brought to you by the Ice House Pub. Join your hosts Josh, Lee, and Captain Mike every Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. as they look at the many reasons Southwest Florida is an outdoor enthusiast paradise. And you're always invited into the conversation. They'll be taking your calls live on the air.
I'm going fishing, my mama going fishing, and the baby going fishing too.
Okay, well, there's Josh's promo. This is Fish and Frank, a very secure, but now slightly insecure, competing with the big man.
It's good for you. Trust me.
Competing with the big man. So, well, guys, we'll catch you later on Radio Fishing. Thanks so much for listening, and see you later.